news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're back at it with beatboxing from Jake. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now
on News. And your texts.
Yeah. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Austin and Jake here in the studio with you.
Ow!
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's the enthusiasm we've been missing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we've been missing it for about, I don't know, last time we were on air, I guess. I don't know. All right. Just about 5:10 here. Well, exactly 5:10. So we'll get right into our top three stories for you. The U.S. is preparing for a potential Iranian attack on Israel. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder told reporters that the U.S. is focused on de-escalating the situation in the Middle East. A guided missile submarine and aircraft carrier strike group have been deployed to the region as Israel braces for retaliatory attacks from Iran and its proxies following the assassination of senior members of Hamas and Hezbollah. The Biden administration said Monday that an attack could come as soon as this week.
The Secret Service and Chicago officials are reassuring the public that they are confident in the security plan for the upcoming Democratic National Convention. Superintendent Larry Snelling says his department will be able to manage tens of thousands of people joining rallies and marches outside of the United Center. Street closures and parking restrictions started yesterday and continued this morning.
And a judge is making a couple of rulings in the fraud trial of former Congressman George Santos that's set to start next month. In a pretrial hearing, the judge ruled the Santos jury will be anonymous when jury selection starts September 9th. In addition, the judge ruled against having all potential jurors be questioned about their opinion of Santos. His attorneys wanted the questioning, though, claiming that jurors could be unfairly influenced by all the attention the case has received. Of course, Santos pleaded not guilty to charges, which include lying to Congress and defrauding campaign donors, and he was expelled from Congress last year after only about a year on the job. Here locally, Pensacola is looking for public input on a historic redesign of downtown's Palafox Street. The new Palafox concept was announced by Mayor D.C. Reeves this morning. It would include brick paver work in intersections and pedestrian walkways.
Foxy.
Yeah, there you go. Rumble pavers to slow down vehicle traffic, wider crosswalks, and the addition of more than 50 trees. You can see all the conceptual ideas online at the newpalafox.com. Again, that is the newpalafox.com. The design phase of the project will last through the winter, and the mayor expects the project to go out for bid and construction to begin sometime next spring. The estimated cost would be around $5 million, which would be funded through a partnership with FPL and Downtown Parking Revenues.
Our local District 1 State Representative Michelle Salzman has been working across the state with other Republican candidates during their primary election campaigns. On Pensacola Morning News today, she said that she will not know what bills she can carry until she knows where she'll land within the party and hopes to continue working on health care initiatives.
And students in Escambia County went back to school yesterday, which of course means that school buses are going to become far more common. Chief Deputy Andrew Hobbs from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office says that everyone will need to be patient as they readjust, and one thing you need to watch out for is to not pass a school bus with its lights on and stop sign out. There are bigger fines if you pass a school bus in a school zone or if you do so while on your phone. Hobbs stressed that this is also a good time for parents to remind their kids about things like not talking to or getting into a vehicle with a stranger.
All right, let's see if I make it through this one. The Navy Medicine Operational Training Command on board NAS Pensacola will be holding a change of command ceremony tomorrow. The event will see Captain Nicole Olson take over the Navy Medicine Operational Training Command from Captain Kimberly Toon. Naval Medical Forces Development Command Rear Admiral Walter Bradford will serve as the presiding officer for the ceremony. The Navy Medicine Operational Training Command. What did you call it earlier?
NMOTC is what I call it.
NMOTC. It's got MOTC. Foxy.
That's how it's abbreviated, at least.
All right. Well, they'll be overseeing, they oversee 6 detachments and 18 training centers. They provide medical training for the Navy, other U.S. armed forces, and allied nations.
Mm. And the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is asking folks to let them know if they see any wild turkeys. The FWC says that they're hoping to reach 5,000 turkey sightings by the end of the month and that they're about 80% to their goal so far. It's part of the survey to determine wild turkey nesting success and population distribution. If you see a wild turkey, you can report it online at myfwc.com/turkey.
I see one right now.
Is that a shot at me?
Who else am I looking at, buddy? A Marine training helicopter made an unscheduled landing in a grassy field around Molino yesterday. It happened near the intersection of Highway 196 and Chestnut Road. The crew was later seen walking around the aircraft, which North Escambia reports had no obvious damage. It was removed by a truck a short time later.
Just about 5:15 here. Before we get into some state headlines for you, we'll get our first quick check at the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, hope I'm not jinxing anything by saying this. It looks like it's been easier going on the roads. Not perfect, but easier going than what we're used to as of late. We do have an accident report. This is on I-10 if you're traveling, I-10 if you're traveling westbound is what it says, but it doesn't appear to be causing any backups. This was going to be if you're passing I-110 north. Speaking of I-10, though, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we do have some heavy backups in that area still. I had to clear my throat there. My goodness. The intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road looking rough at this time as well. And Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox. That entire area has just been a menace as of late. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of Pensacola, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound, coming from Oriole Beach and approaching Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway in two spots. If you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and if you're continuing westbound passing Windhaven Beach, and then it's just going to be Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, whether it be you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River or eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane. Jake, how's the weather?
Well, we're sitting at 87 degrees. Humidity is at 63% and climbing, so I'm just going to be wearing a pair of swim trunks on the way home.
Right.
Winds out of the southwest at 7 miles per hour. Tomorrow, 96 for a high, 79 for a low. Going into the weekend, 30, 40% chance of showers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Starting off the work week great. Next Monday, 95 degrees for a high, 76, and low chance of showers then.
All righty, excellent. Just tackling a few state headlines here. A Central Florida hospital is the first in the world to use a new blood testing technique to help patients with traumatic brain injuries. The emergency room at Orlando Regional Medical Center is able to run blood tests that will give doctors an idea of how bad an injury is within 15 minutes. The director of clinical research at Orlando Health, her name is Dr. Linda Papa. She says that the new process will revolutionize treatment by allowing the tests to take place on the sidelines of sporting events, in the military, and in the ambulance to screen patients. The blood test is currently only in use at the Orlando facility, but the developer, Abbott Laboratories, is hoping to expand to other hospitals nationwide.
That could be huge.
Oh, absolutely.
That's awesome. An anti-hate bill is at the center of an upcoming rally in Jacksonville. The Northside Coalition is planning to host a demonstration to show support for the measure as city council members prepare to vote on it during tonight's meeting. The bill is designed to enhance penalties for people who commit hate crimes by enforcing fines of up to $10,000 or 1 year in jail. The organization says the city council should pass the order to further protect residents from those inciting violence and spreading fear. The measure will receive its final vote later today after it was struck down by two committees.
And Florida's attorney general is warning caregivers about an increase in drug overdoses involving teenagers. Ashley Moody is urging parents to talk to their kids about the dangers of drug use as millions of students start to head back to school. She says that while Florida leads the nation in fentanyl-related seizures, there is a nationwide trend showing young people dying from substance abuse. The New England Journal of Medicine reports that overdose deaths among 14 and 18-year-olds has more than doubled. After more than a decade of relatively stable numbers, a list of resources are available at doseofrealityfl.com.
Authorities are trying to figure out how more than $500,000 worth of cocaine ended up off of the southwest Florida coast. Collier County police say boaters found nearly 60 pounds of drugs floating in mangroves near Everglades City yesterday. It's believed the package, which was covered in barnacles, had washed in with the tides due to a string of storms. The estimated street value of the cocaine is estimated at more than $600,000. The sheriff's office says large packages of drugs have recently been discovered in the waters off of Miami and the Florida Keys.
And lastly, here, a Miami-Dade County Public Schools child psychologist is now facing charges for allegedly possessing and distributing child pornography. The judge set Dr. Robert Lee Turner's bond at $28,000 and agreed to the prosecution's request that the 62-year-old be placed on house arrest, have no unsupervised contact with minors, and no use of the internet except to consult with his attorneys. Authorities say Turner sent videos of children between 8 and 14 years old to dozens of people and admitted to watching child pornography. My goodness. 519 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some national headlines for you and a ticket giveaway. Oh, be on the lookout for that. That was a sound of glee, by the way.
I need to bring my sound effects machine back up here, man.
I was about to say that was not a hernia. That was an enthusiastic sound. Yeah. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Allow me to give you four get-along statements from Philippians chapter 2. Statement number one, have the same love. The Bible tells us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Statement number two, obey the prohibition against strife and vainglory. Essentially, God says stop it. Statement number three, have a humble heart. The Bible calls it lowliness of mind. Statement number four, stop looking at how to help yourself and start looking at how to help others. If you'll practice these four principles in your workplace, in your marriage, or in any human relationships, you will find them to be four very effective get-along principles.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next Clerk of Court. Jason has 18 years experience in the court system, 3 as my Chief Deputy Clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next Clerk of Court and Comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
I'm Steve Stroberger, and I'm your candidate for District 1 County Commissioner. During this campaign, I've had the opportunity to listen to my opponent's responses. Sometimes, I'm surprised he thinks he's telling the truth. Wow, flexible truths and backroom deals. That's not right. I'm Steve Stroberger. I'm asking for your vote and your trust. Vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby, shoot.
Ooh, how you doing, baby? Shoot. No, not you. You, the bow-legged one.
that sounds sexy.
It's cold right now.
As awkward as that is, listening to that with you, sort of, and just kind of rocking out with it, as awkward as that was for me, that's my jam. I love that groove.
Yeah, it's Salt and Pepper. It set a good vibe. All right, just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, by the way. I had started to say that, didn't complete it. All right, let's see.
I was just kind of getting a little creeped out by us dancing to that tune together, but it's all good.
All right, looking at the roads here, we do have some backup still. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, it is starting to back up onto I-110 north a bit more. Palafox Street and Burgess Road, that intersection is also very backed up at this time. North Davis Highway, we're starting to see some congestion there if you're traveling northbound towards I-10 coming from Creighton Road. Also on Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, we got some backups there. And Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, you're going to have some problems over there as well. So just several spots in and around Pensacola. On top of that, we got Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field and then continuing westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. And then it's going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Jake, how's the weather?
87 degrees, partly cloudy, precipitation about 20% as the showers move out. Should be a clear night for bands on the beach. And it's going to be really, really good temperatures. It's going to be probably in the higher 80s, but the humidity is going to be a little bit much right now. It's climbing up. It's up at 64% right now, so it's going to be a little bit steamy out there. Tomorrow, high of 96, low of 79. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we've got the rain chances increasing, and then starting the work week out next week, high of 95, low of 76 with 20% chance of showers.
All righty, getting into some national headlines here. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to visit North Carolina's capital city later this week. The Democratic candidate for president is set to stop by Raleigh on Friday to talk about her plan to boost the economy and prevent price gouging. And her running mate Tim Walz were supposed to travel to the state last week, but of course the trip was postponed due to Tropical Storm Debbie.
You know, I think I'm going to go home and work on it tonight. I've got a parody song in my head, and I've wanted to talk to Andrew about it. But you know the song Karma Chameleon, right?
Right.
So
Kamala Chameleon?
Well, you could go Kamala. They made Joe go. They made Joe go.
Okay.
You could hear it, you know?
Yeah,
They made Joe go. If Trump
we'll
record is elected,
a bumper song with that.
Yeah, we'll do it, man. You need to come over to my apartment tonight. We'll do vocals, and we'll watch some Tim and Eric show.
Listen to Salt and Pepper, yeah.
Exactly. Well, maybe not that track, but if Trump is elected in November, Governor Burgum might be in line to serve as his Secretary of State. Senator Kevin Cramer says, based on his discussions with members of Trump's 2024 campaign, the governor could likely choose from any open cabinet position if he wanted to be in the administration. The senator says that Doug Burgum has the ability to work across the aisle to get confirmed if support from Democrats was necessary.
Yeah, I mean, if he's an open-minded Republican, and with him already having the talk about, okay, maybe he, you know, because there were talks, I'm pretty sure it was Burgum, as one of the candidates to be Trump's VP that was being talked about in the news a little while back before he chose Vance. Yeah, I could see him being a prominent name for sure. Texas's near-total abortion ban is facing a new lawsuit today. Two women are suing after their doctors refused to treat their ectopic pregnancies in Texas. The lawsuit argues the physicians were so intimidated by the risk that they could be jailed for violating the state's abortion law that they refused to perform even protected abortions. A federal appeals court recently ruled that Texas hospitals cannot be forced to provide abortions even when a woman's life is in danger.
California lawmakers are bringing a bill back to the floor that would allow for the early release of some felons from prison. The bill, which was shelved in a previous legislative session, would allow for the release of felons who have served at least 25 years of a life sentence since 1990. The rule would apply to convicted murderers as well. Serial killers and those who have killed police officers would not be eligible. A crime victims representative has sent a letter to the assembly asking members to vote no on this bill. It is unclear if and when the bill will come up for a full vote.
And earlier today, speaking of California, a group of pro-Palestinian protesters shut down the 405 freeway in West Los Angeles. The group marched into the lanes of the freeway, stopped traffic, and created a backup that stretched for miles. The action was calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and a halt to U.S. military support for Israel. It began at around 9 a.m. local time near the 405-10 interchange. California Highway Patrol officers escorted the protesters off the freeway, and there were no reports of injuries or arrests. I'm just saying, man, I've talked about this before on air. Whataburger recently came back, and Whataburger, I don't think is out in California, but it doesn't matter. Whataburger came out with their Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich. They brought that back. It's like a limited time thing every year.
How are you going to tie this in? I'm waiting.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I was very eager when that sandwich came back. First day that thing comes back and there are protesters in the road, we're making some speed bumps, brother. That's all I'm saying. All right.
Don't get between this man and his Buffalo chicken strip ranch sandwich.
Yeah, I am. I'll give you a courtesy honk. And after that, we're going to have some problems. All right. So we do have a pair of tickets to give away to Incorruptible, Pensacola Little Theater's production of Incorruptible from August 16th to the 25th. We typically have like just a random word first to say it, but no, we're going to mix it up. If you text 850-437-1620, you text that number, guess my favorite color. It's not a difficult color. It's not magenta. It's not, what's that word that's like really weird? Chartreuse. It's not that.
Fuchsia.
Yeah, it's a normal color. 850-437-1620. If you guess my favorite color, first person to do that gets a pair of tickets to Pensacola's Little Theater, production of Incorruptible. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Washington has approved $20 billion in weapons sales for Israeli forces. It comes over fears of a potential Iranian attack against Israel. Fox's Alex Hogan is in Tel Aviv.
People here are bracing night after night, wondering if this will be the night that Iran attacks. And President Biden was just asked specifically about that, about whether or not he is concerned. He said, of course he is concerned. He was also asked if he thinks that the possibility of a ceasefire might deter Iran from striking Israel. And he says that is his expectation.
The U.S. is urging Israel and Hamas to meet in Qatar to finalize a ceasefire deal this week. President Biden in New Orleans speaking about his push to combat cancer deaths.
The funding we announced today will help us get these tools into the operating room.
Announcing $150 million in awards to support several research teams. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks were higher on the backs of easing fears today over positive financial reports. The Dow gaining 408 points, the S&P 500 growing by more than 1.6%, up 90, and the NASDAQ composite growing by 407. A new airline connecting New Orleans to New England is coming to Louis Armstrong International Airport this fall. Avelo Airlines is announcing a nonstop route between Louis Armstrong New Orleans International and Southern Connecticut's Tweed New Haven Airport. That flight will operate Thursdays and Sundays with a one-way fare that starts at just below $80. Shares of Baxter International gained some ground today after the healthcare products company announced an agreement to sell its kidney care business to private equity investor Carlyle Group in a $3.8 billion deal. To top the story, the NASDAQ composite growing by more than 2.4%. That's your money now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school. Sporting events. Family gatherings. And staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Carmelo Anthony recently told Basketball News that he wouldn't trade his 3 gold medals for 1 NBA championship. It's nice of Carmelo to say that, and I get it's a tremendous honor to represent your country at the Olympics, but does anyone actually believe him? No one remembers that Carmelo won 3 gold medals, but everyone remembers that he never won an NBA title, and regardless as to what he says, there's no way I would rather have 3 gold medals compared to 1 NBA championship, and if Carmelo was actually being honest, he would share that same sentiment. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
When you were young, all you wanted in the summer was an ice cream truck to roll by. Now, you just can't wait for the Harbor Freight parking lot sale to roll around. And it'll be here this weekend. Maybe you're looking to fill up that tool chest. Maybe you're looking for a tool chest to fill up. You'll save money either way. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until August 18th, 2024. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the supernova scene.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get you another quick check of the roads and weather in just a moment. Want to say congratulations to Heather. She won our pair of tickets from the 5:30 giveaway. She was the first person to guess. My favorite color is green. We had a couple of blues. We had an orange. We had a red come in. I actually saw that somebody was just spamming colors. They were like blue, red, and they did say green. By the time they got to green, though, Heather had already punched it in. Alrighty, so looking at the roads here, let's see what we got. We do have some backups on I-10 still if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and we've got some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road as well. Outside of that, it does seem like we've got some traffic starting to ease out a bit. But we still have some on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Wind Haven Beach, and let's see, we did have some backups on Highway 90 if you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that area has seemingly just about cleared out. Jake, how's the weather?
Well, we're sitting at 87 degrees, winds out of the southwest at 7 miles per hour, humidity at 64%, precipitation 20%. Showers are moving out of the area, but we do keep a steady rain chance increasing throughout the week and into the weekend. Friday, Saturday, looking at around 30 to 40% chance of showers, highs of around 90, 92 degrees with the lows in the high 70s. Starting out next week on Monday, 95 for a high, 76 for a low.
Alrighty, getting into some sports headlines here. We've got an update on the bronze medal controversy. The Romanian gymnast at the center of it will receive the floor exercise bronze medal Friday. On Sunday, the International Olympic Committee, or IOC, said that it would reallocate the bronze medal to Anna Barbosu after a ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The ruling found that the U.S.'s inquiry over Jordan Chiles' score came after the one-minute deadline and reinstated her original score, bumping her down to fifth place. USA Gymnastics said that despite it having video evidence that shows the inquiry was requested in time, its appeal would not be heard by the CAS because rules don't allow for an arbitral, however you say it, award to be reconsidered. It's not clear if the medal Barbosu will receive in the ceremony will be the same one initially awarded to Chiles.
That just does not make sense.
I get that there's like some legalities and stuff to it, and I don't understand arbitration. I will tell you right now, though, I always hate it when stuff like this is always overcomplicated. If there is irrefutable video evidence of one thing that can clear up this entire debacle, let's see it. Like, that's right. Why would you halt that? I don't understand.
I don't get it. Well, in the NBA, the schedule for this year's NBA Cup is out. The second edition of the league's in-season tournament will tip off November 12th. Opening week highlights include the Dallas Mavericks visiting the Golden State Warriors and LeBron James, the LA Lakers taking on Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. And the San Antonio Spurs. Group play will conclude December 3rd with the knockout round starting December 10th. The semifinal and championship games will once again be played in Las Vegas on December 14th and the 17th.
And in the WNBA, LA Sparks forward Derica Hamby has filed a federal lawsuit against the league and the Las Vegas Aces due to her treatment from the team following her revealing that she was pregnant. Hamby alleges that she was subjected to repeated acts of intimidation, discrimination, and retaliation from the Aces, which led to her trade to the Sparks back in January of 2023. The three-time All-Star also alleges that the league failed to properly investigate the issue. Las Vegas head coach Becky Hammon and the organization have strongly denied Hamby's claims.
Wow. The Little League World Series kicks off tomorrow. 20 teams, including Staten Island, will take part in the 12-day series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The South Shore Little League, representing New York in the metro region, will face the Mountains Region's Henderson, Nevada, on Thursday at 3 p.m. We grabbed this from the New York news, didn't we? Because they're talking about all the local New York teams. It's the fourth time Staten Island has made it to the Little League World Series. Meanwhile, the Yankees will also be in Williamsport this coming Sunday, wherein they'll take on the Tigers in the MLB Little League Classic at historic Bowman Field.
Yeah, you know, I personally am not a huge Little League World Series fan. However, like, whenever it's going on, every time I turn around, there's, like, an ESPN station showing it. My dad will sometimes watch it, so it's like, okay, it's clearly catching speed somewhere. No offense to the youngins, it's just not really much my thing. Alrighty, tackling some health business and science notes here, or at least beginning to. Well, actually, no, wait. You know what? I didn't put it into script, but I did want to touch on this. All right, so, Jake, how big of an NFL fan are you?
Moderate.
Okay. Do you know the history of the Minnesota Vikings, just as far as where they stand in the historical NFL hierarchy?
No.
Well, they're pretty humble. The league has humbled them over decades.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They've historically been pretty bad.
Yes. Well, whenever they're great, it never leads to glory. So they recently got this young kid, J.J. McCarthy. They drafted him, like, with, well, man, I don't know, what was it, the 11th pick overall or something like that, whatever. Bottom line is they drafted him early. He's supposed to be their new QB of the future. He was the quarterback at Michigan. They just went 15-0, so it was a huge grab. And he is now undergoing knee surgery. They just got one preseason game in, and he's having knee surgery because of some soreness that he was dealing with. So, and it's unclear how much he'll be sidelined for, but people were just saying on social media earlier, it's like, man, the Vikings cannot ever catch a break. And I do. I feel bad for him. Just wanted to say that. Because, you know, when you're a humble franchise, like I root for the Steelers, so everybody hates them, right? But when you're a humble franchise that's been through the ringer, the people who hate you most are your fans because they're tired of being heartbroken. Everybody else just feels sorry for
you. I'm a Titans fan, so...
You can relate.
I can relate. Yes.
But yeah, like Titans fans outside of the AFC South, they don't have many rivals and or many people that hate them, and that's why.
Yeah.
So poor Minnesota. Alrighty. Anyway, just about 5:45 here. We'll get into some health, business, and science right after traffic and weather. It's a bit more of the same. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still backed up. Same with Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox. Also got some issues, though they're starting to break up on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. And Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive is looking kind of rough as well. Outside of that, it's just a little bit of minor congestion traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's if you're passing by the Oriole Beach area. Navarre Parkway still has a lot of backups traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. And outside of those several spots, there's not much holding you up at this time. Jake, how's the weather?
87 degrees, a low tonight for 79 degrees. Humidity at 64%, winds out of the southwest at 7 miles per hour. Showers are moving out of the area. Going into the weekend, though, we're going to have about 30 to 40% chance of showers and highs around 92, 93. Starting off the work week on Monday, 95 for a high, 77 for a low with a 20% chance of showers.
All righty. Getting into some health, business, and science notes now. The USDA will expand testing for bird flu and beef entering the nation's food supply. The decision comes as almost 200 herds of dairy cattle have contracted bird flu since March. USDA officials said that American beef and dairy products are still safe to consume, saying that the expanded testing will begin in mid-September, though. According to the CDC, just over a dozen dairy and poultry workers have been infected with bird flu since April.
Are we going to have to change the name of it? Because bird flu suggests that it's in birds.
Well, that's the thing. They don't even get bird flu, do they?
I don't know.
I can't
that
even
would be
remember
ironic.
I can't even remember if they do.
That would actually be a very clear definition example of irony, which apparently Alanis Morissette missed that day in school because none of the things she talks about in the song are actually ironic.
Okay, so it says here, birds can get bird flu, also known as avian influenza.
The disease
is caused by several strains of the bird flu virus and can affect both wild and domesticated birds. But you never hear about it, though.
Well, birds aren't real. Though.
Okay. Okay, Jaden Smith, settle down.
Okay. Well, you know, something I see birds doing a lot, cigarette smoking in the U.S. is returning to an 80-year low. I always see those birds smoking those cigarettes. In the new Gallup poll released on Tuesday, 11% of U.S. adults said that they had smoked cigarettes in the past week. That matched the historic low mark measured in 2022. The smoking rate is now around half as large as it was just a decade ago. In 1944, the first Gallup poll about this, about cigarette smoking, found that 41% of American adults had smoked.
That's crazy.
The Gallup poll says that a major part of the continued decline in smoking rates is the dropping number of youngins who are lighting up.
I mean, yeah, because that's the thing.
Vaping and kratoming and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, they're finding more modern alternatives.
Right, they're licking frogs and whatever else they do. I don't know.
But yeah, licking frogs. That's what us youngins are doing.
Toad lick.
I will say, though, no, man, it is one good thing. And even if you are vaping as an alternative, it's like, okay, that's a problem in itself. But something that had such a grip on society to where almost half of American adults are smoking it at one point, and now you've seen so much awareness raised about it and you see so little people smoking cigarettes, it's like, yeah, it leaves me hopeful for the future. Investors are anxiously waiting for the second inflation indicator after the first came in a little better than expected today. The producer price index looks at inflation from the perspective of manufacturers and suppliers of goods and services. It rose less than expected in July, and now the hope is the consumer price index will follow suit tomorrow. The CPI measures at the actual prices consumers pay. Even with the inflation rising year over year, its rate of growth has slowed, giving some hope that it will eventually start to drop.
Paramount Global is laying off 15% of its employees. Executives shared the news in a memo to investors. The company says Paramount is at an inflection point where changes must be made to strengthen our business. This comes weeks after top executives at Paramount committed to cut $500 million from the company's budget. Paramount has agreed to merge with Hollywood heavyweight Skydance.
And stocks closed sharply higher after a key inflation reading came in much lower than expected. All three major averages advanced in a broad-based rally as the producer price index showed wholesale prices increased 0.1% in July. The date also boosted hopes that tomorrow's consumer price index will be the latest sign of cooling inflation. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 408 points to 39,765. The S&P 500 added 90 points to 54,34. And the NASDAQ climbed 407 points to 17,187. So everything's looking
good. That's good, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Everything's okay. Looking good at the stock market, but not much is looking too great for Ford and Mazda, Jake. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Another recall come out today. They are looking at Ford and Mazda vehicles with Takata airbags. More than 457,000 vehicles containing these Takata airbags have been actually issued a do not drive warning. This covers 2004 to 2012 Ford model year cars, and that actually part of the previous recall campaigns as well. It also includes Lincoln and Mercury. Mazda's warning covers previously recalled model year 2003 through 2015 vehicles. Owners of these vehicles are urged not to drive them until the defective airbag is replaced. 27 people have been killed by the defective airbags in the U.S., while 400 people have been injured by them.
My goodness. All righty. 5:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got some pop culture notes for you, followed by wacky stories and good news to round out hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 5:53 here. We'll tackle a couple of what?
So I didn't know what. So I've never heard that song before, but it's just somehow I knew the vocals were going to sound like that. Like,
kind
of that kind of.
Like the Green Day vibe. It's In the City by The Jam is what it was.
The Jam. Reverse Jam.
Yeah. All righty. Getting some pop culture notes here. Just a couple before we get our last quick check of the roads and weather. It's appropriate that we're talking about music because the MTV Video Music Awards are being pushed off a day to avoid a presidential debate conflict. When Kamala Harris and Donald Trump face off for the first time on ABC, it's going to be going on September 10th. So they'll no longer have to compete with the VMAs because the VMA said you can have it. The producers are rescheduling the award show for September 11th at Long Island's UBS Arena. MTV is also announcing the first group of performers. So we got Chappelle Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, and Camila Cabello. Or Cabello, however you say it.
Taylor Camila Cabello.
It's Cabello? Golly. Cabello, okay, yeah. So what is it? Camila?
Camila Cabello.
Okay, Camila Cabello. I'm going to put some phonetic spelling
here. She is fantastical.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm familiar with her, and she's good. I just don't know how to say her name, apparently. All righty. And Taylor Swift leads the field with 10 VMA nominations, of course. That's no surprise, including for Video of the Year, which was Fortnite featuring Post Malone.
Isn't that a game that kids play?
It is, but that's not the way it's spelled.
Okay, all right.
It's like Fortnite, like the old school word, like it happened, I don't know, in Fortnite. I don't even know how to use it in context, but you know, like it's a time. It's like a time of day or a certain time, like the other day. I don't know. How is it used?
It's been a fortnight since I've seen you, good sir.
Yes.
Something like that?
Something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't use the word. It's not in my vocabulary.
All right. Well, speaking of vocabulary, how can I link this? Actress Lindsay Lohan, who has a pretty diverse vocabulary,
sure,
is back on the set with Jamie Lee Curtis for a Freaky Friday sequel. Lohan announced that the new movie will be called Freakier Friday. The duo is still in the middle of shooting. Curtis hinted there might be a lot of music in the movie, leading some to believe that Lohan's movie band could be getting back together. The movie is slated to hit theaters next year. You know, there's been so many kind of spinoffs and homages, if you will,
right,
to Freaky Friday, that making a sequel at this point in the game, it just seems a little, I don't know, a little jump in the shark late, kind of.
Well, that's the thing. It's I think I remember us touching on like the announcement of this or the confirmation of this a little while back. And it is, because didn't the original Freaky Friday come out like 20 years ago?
I believe so. I might have to get with our crack research team over at Google and see. Yes.
Okay. So that's the thing. It's like, yeah, it was a little
2003.
Yeah, so yeah, just over 20 years ago. So it was it's a little bit late, you know, to when late. The typical sequels come out, but whatever, I guess.
Yep.
All righty, getting one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street has some minor backups, but nothing too severe. Same could be said for Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox, and Highway 29, that's Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Outside of that, it's just going to be Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach, that area, approaching Highway 87, we got some pretty heavy backups there. Jake, how's the weather?
87 degrees. 7 miles per hour winds out of the southwest, 64% humidity right now. Tomorrow, a high of 96, low of 79. Going into the weekend, low 90s, 91, 92 for highs, lows in the 80s, 30-40% chance of showers. Starting off the week next week, 95 for a high, 77 for a low with 20% chance of showers.
All righty. Lastly, here in your pop culture notes, Chuck E. Cheese is launching membership plans. The family entertainment chain will offer unlimited visits for a monthly fee beginning at $8 for the bronze tier to $30 a month for the gold tier. The passes include a number of games per visit and discounts on food and drinks depending on the membership tier. They can be used at the over 470 participating locations in the U.S. So if you got nothing to do on a Tuesday night, you can catch me and Jake at Chuck E. Cheese. It's going to be a vibe.
I've already signed up.
There you go. What's going on in some wacky stories, man, outside of what I just said?
All right. Well, a video of a bear in a California classroom is going viral. It shows the animal wandering around empty desks after eating earthquake kits that were made for the students. Turns out they were all full of granola bars. This all went down last week at a Kern County charter school in the mountains north of Los Angeles. The teacher says she left to make copies and returned to find the bear trying to get out. She called for help, and the bear was safely removed, and this teacher is actually putting out a memoir about this event, and it's called Reverse Goldilocks.
Ah, I see what you
My
did there.
Story.
I will say, this is the most Californian thing I ever heard. Earthquake kits and, and a bear. Because doesn't their state flag have a bear on it?
It does.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I mean, that's right up their alley. A Massachusetts boy, his ice cream stand has been shut down after complaints were filed. You heard that right. The 12-year-old boy said he started the ice cream stand to make some money this summer. The boy's family decided that some of the proceeds would go toward the boy's brother's hockey club, the Boston Bear Cubs. Well, the ice cream stand was shut down after the Norwood Health Department. This is not just some Karen saying, hey.
Well, you know, he wasn't washing his hands.
Well, that's the thing.
I had to call. I mean, somebody had to call.
If somebody is making a profit off of some sort of anything that they are marketing on the side of the street, I understand, like, if you want to make sure it's on the up and up. But are you serious? The official health department got involved, and it says someone reported the boy, but it's unclear for what. So it could have been a Karen just calling or complaining. I don't know, but the fact that the official health department got in, I mean, just the poor kid. That's terrible. Oh, my goodness.
Now, that kid is going to grow up to be like the next, you know, ice cream conglomerate.
Yeah, as he should. Get yes. your money, man. Quick good news story here. Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine opening a high school in a cash-strapped California district that is being forced to close campuses. It will open next summer on the campus of a middle school that is expected to close at about the same time, or currently scheduled to. So there's a wholesome touch for you there. Right before we get into hour number three, after this WEAR Top of Hour News, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.